sitting hell. Nah, not really, I ain't. Yahweh has been merciful, man. I'd probably be a saint if I wasn't such a sinner. Yeah, there'd be no me too, except I open doors into my inner, letting devious aliens into my train of thought. Observing the omniverse from beyond the parking lot, mastering my own devices, seeking religious nirvana, accustoming to elevation beyond the marijuana. The knowledge so enticing, it was water to a llama in the desert with the northeast winds and more rays than a gamma. I said Ali, I wasn't just another Bama. I was multifaceted, far seeing a panorama. Black Asiatic man, God conscious aura. Divine illumination, it dawned like on a raw rising gluten with a metaphor, maybe appealing grammar. Your stories about energy, evolution, and karma. On ages of the past, ancient civilization, sophism, philosophy, allegories, illusions. The music led me here. I was in tune with the 5% at 11 years old. I was aware that arm, leg, leg, arm, head, the true living. The original man was God, though he was breathing. Happy hair on black skin, in mono with Tommy jewelry. All that self-righteous God, subjectifying foolery. I took it all in, satiable insanity. Nothing wrong comprehending reality from reality. Was reading up the scars, mind of a material soul. Control corporeal learnings, playing duality. Confucius didn't confuse as the others said it would. I looked up his philosophy and quotes and understood. Studied the past, if you would divine the future. Try to tie the unconscious to the present. Sigmund Freud, Masonic, esoteric, a progressive in America. Connecting them to sepulchres, pharaohs, pyramids, mummies. My mommy had no clue what I've been stirring in my tummy. Didn't think I would've fooled most of my friends, though I've been clumsy. Pops had the last chapters of the Bible in the shelf. In the study, when the clock struck midnight, I was an elf. I got to analyzing at around the age 12, 13, or thereabout, blinded by knowledge itself. I walked through the valley of the shadow of thought, studying the universe from beyond the parking lot. Astrology, astronomy, ancient biblical sorcery, knew better than to practice all the learnings that I got. Surrounding myself, was drowning myself, the knowledge like a vacuum I persisted in, and I was just a god. Ignorance isn't bliss until you realize you're lost, and the only way you'd make it out would only get you lost. The more I understood that if I try to understand, I'd never understand the rock of ages. Supposed to be the rock on which I stand. I exchange it for a chance at understanding how to walk in troubled waters. Calm storm, celestial order. Partitioning seas like Moses did. Only without the water and order from the Lord. I was under a cloud, carrying tempest by a well without water. I was standing on the puddle like mirage and I was sinking. Ecclesiastes 1:3, what I was always thinking. Saw a great depression, Herbert Hoover 1929. My psyche 45 with all the silver I'd been drinking. I hated that my parents split, hated I was related to a number of my relatives. The knowledge was a sedative. I turned out really secretive and critical of life. Stopped in the bigger picture. All I noticed was the negatives. Motivation invading me. I wasn't really thinking about the future anymore. It was pointlessly debated. See, whatever happened, happened for a reason. But it happened anyway. We'd never fight it. Life is premeditated. Review the third book, The Institutes by John Calvin. Chapter 21, section 5. Was further inundated. I couldn't manage time anymore. Misplaced priorities. Nothing was so important. It couldn't be relegated. My land is saturating me. I lost all of my interest in school. What was the point of it? Degenerating tools, generating degenerates. We never really learn. They only teach what they be cool. We're selectively educated. I couldn't hold a normal conversation. This is something I was told by a lady I had previously dated. Fumi said I was retarding. And this girl, I gave all of my attention to like a sergeant. Called me washed up, detergent, dangerously lethargic. She said before I went, I bought a second dark enlightenment. She stuck up on the Bible. I never disregarded it. I thought she was absurd till I opened up the scriptures and I saw within the word. Started out in Matthew 6 verse 22. It speaks of the eyes, light of the body, and we'd be full of it. Light if the eyes be single, and full of darkness if the eyes be evil. How great is that darkness? Moved on to Isaiah 2 verses 5. O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord, and of the Lord they be forsaken, cause they chose to be replenished from the east. Isaiah 2 verses 6. How you wanna be a Christian and you wanna be a Buddhist at the same time? Go back Matthew 6 24, then Amos 5 verses 6, 7, 8, 18, 25, Ecclesiastes 2, 26. We've come to the point where we dismiss the way, truth, and the life, and seeking ourselves a way to the Most High. Scriptures we were supposed to believe, we learned to imply. Genesis 32, 23 to 30 combined with Genesis 28, 11 to 17. The scenario where Jacob grappled with the supreme, and then he saw a light, and he called the place Peniel. Cause Peniel kinda sounds like Peniel. If that's what God wanted, then I'm sure he would've put it in the word. Why he got the son of the son of Christ afterwards. Why you think we need Isaiah 2 verses 6? Try to put it all together, something kind of feels amiss. What do all these gotta do with an awoken third eye? I guess we'll never know until the day we all die. I'll find another time and fully elaborate on my learnings and how they make me want to evaporate. There's nothing new under the son of man, brother man. I don't need nothing but the book. And yeah, I might be Christian, I still see past your third eye vision. But Yahweh has my purpose and my mission beyond the third.